Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Well, we heard from the propagandist concerning the segue into the show today, and they're talking about how the left is stealing the church. What? The left is stealing the church. You know, it's like the politicians talking about the left, namely the Republicans, right? Isn't it interesting that the Republicans are highlighting the crimes of less than 1.7% of the population, and yet here comes the church to talk about how the left is stealing away the church? I've never heard anything so ignorant in all of my life, friends, in all of my life. The very purpose of the church is to be the light and to reprove the darkness, Ephesians 5:11. The church is supposed to be on the offensive, not on the defensive. We're called to dispossess, not to be possessed. But again, what do we hear? The church capitulating, throwing their hands up in the air, read Psalm 78, verse 9, and saying, the left is stealing away the church. Here, I want to tell you where the problem lies, friends. There's not a White House problem. There's a God house problem, okay? Because the church is called to be the moral compass of society. When that goes, everything else goes. If you remember right, King David, which we are the seed of, concerning those that call themselves Christians, when you read Isaiah 51, verse 4, it tells us, hearken unto me. That means listen to me carefully. He said, my people, and give ear unto me, O my nation, for a law shall proceed from me. That's what he said. And I will make my judgments to rest for the light of the people. So when we talk about, again, friends, justice guarding our liberties, look at how backwards things have become. Read Isaiah 59, because it will explain as to why we are in the predicament that we are in today. Here, let me take it another step. Here, let me show you this really quick here on social media platforms. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Subscribe to the page. Go to the right side of the page, and you'll see this on social media platforms. If not, if you're one of the 154 cities listening to us even now, you'll hear the audio, as well the 53 countries. Also wanted to let you know if you want to call in to 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Wanted to show you, too, on a global basis, bring line upon line, precept upon precept, as to how ridiculous this all is. I want to show you what's happening over there in Australia, and it must probably just be a conspiracy theory for all those that sit back and do nothing but critique those that are actually in the fight, 1 Timothy 6:12. But what's happening over there is just insane. Check this out, friends. This is Australia.
Today is the first full day of the New World Order.
The first full day of the New World Order. And what you have on your screens right now is this. Outdoor gatherings have been limited to 2 people in Australia. Exercise, 10 kilometers radius from home. You can't go any further. Browsing in shops is not allowed in Australia. One person is an essential shopper. and funerals are limited to 10 people in Australia. And you can rest assured it's coming here, too. This being done by less than 300 people on a global basis in the face of, here, I got the world population pulled up right now, 7.753 billion people are allowing the likes of 300 people globally, right? They call them the cabal, to dominate 7.53 billion people. Does that sound pretty ridiculous on the behalf of the 7 billion people? Absolutely it does. But don't complain about what you tolerate. Again, let's go back over to Australia really quick and listen to the rest of this.
Two people, exercise is allowed, but no further than a 10-kilometer radius.
What's this whole invisible enemy about, friends? It's about absolute control over your lives, nothing less and nothing more.
Funerals are limited to 10 people.
And the length of this lockdown is up to each and every one of us.
Yeah, the length of the lockdowns are up to us. In other words, to those that don't comply, you're just going to keep kicking the can down the road. See, the real true response is what the world has been doing in standing up against these tyrants on a global basis. But just like the church is saying the left is stealing us away, just like the Republicans are saying look what the left is doing, just like the 7 billion people on this planet are standing back and allowing 300 people to basically rule the roost when it comes to their lives, to further enslave them and their children, and to commit the act of genocide. How do you feel sorry for a people like that? Because that's how this is all being done. That's how this is all being done. And again, if you want to be a partaker, friends, with the answers, then you better get in the fight, because it's very real here. I want to show you what's happening over in Scotland right now. We have some individuals that are sitting at a restaurant. Scotland, my goodness, they have the lone prophet, John Knox. What happened to those guys? But look at this, friends. What you have is a couple, an older couple, sitting down having dinner in Scotland. And what you'll notice is this police officer, this little injustice social worker, she comes about and removes their food and puts it on a table behind them and tells them to get out of the restaurant. Check this one out, folks. What happened to Scotland, man? The police officer removing food from the table. Well, this just happened, friends, by the way, in New York as well. We've highlighted this three times over the last week, so don't think it's just happening in Scotland and or Australia. I do want to remind everybody that if you're on social media platforms and you're watching these little agents of the state, they are playing a very dangerous game. They're making it very personal, by the way. And what they're doing is they're acting on the behest of that of the tyrants rather than the Constitution in defending the innocent from the tyrants. Okay? We highlighted a little bit of this week, but this is brand new film, and you are now partaking with what's happening in Scotland. This is happening all over the world. So as long as the people in this country sit back and allow this to go on, all the while knowing what it's about, it has nothing to do with the virus, friends. It has everything to do with wielding more control over the people. Now we have an individual in Scotland standing in the face of a police officer telling him to back off, which he has every right in the world to do. So you know what? And I'm telling you, let me just say it again. They're playing a very dangerous game. All of you that are playing the agents of the state, regardless of where you're at, regardless of what country you're in, if you're in the United States of America, I'm telling you right now, you, sir, or you, ma'am, are playing a very dangerous game. If you want to do your job and keep your sworn oath, then deal with the tyrants in protecting the innocent. You don't attack the innocent in working for the tyrants. And just keep in mind, you're only being used until they don't need you any longer. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. We'll be right back.
Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engines with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution. Not to see who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday at 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern on SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and our media website, sonsoflibertymedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At sonsoflibertyradio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com, informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
Wisconsin Christian News, a 48-page national newspaper unlike anything you've seen before. Hard-hitting commentaries, politically incorrect, vital news and information you can't get anywhere else. Get a free sample copy. Email rob@wisconsinchristiannews.com and mention the name Bradley Dean. Caution, side effects of this newspaper for liberals and evangelifish include, but are not limited to, uncontrolled fits of rage, weeping and wailing, and the urge to curl up in a fetal position in a safe space in your mama's basement.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
sonsoflibertymedia.com. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the sonsoflibertyradio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. We hold to the Word of God here because the Bible is the rock upon which our republic rests. Period. It's called common law, and it's premised on what? The Torah. It is premised on the Decalogue, the Ten Commandments, friends. That's why you see Moses everywhere on your civil buildings throughout the United States of America in all 50 states. As a matter of fact, if you look at your preambles in every given state, it starts out acknowledging, guess who? My father. And yours, like it or not. Folks, I want to show you what's going on here. I got to a little bit of this yesterday, and then I had to pull away because we had so much content, like we usually do. That's why they call it the fastest hour on national radio. But it's interesting. If you're on social media platforms, again, sonsoflibertymedia.com, go to the right side of the page, and or beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page. What you're going to see is you're going to see the head of the FDA on the left, and then you're going to see the head of the Pfizer on the right. His name is Scott Gottlieb. Okay. On the left is the former FDA commissioner in charge of regulating Pfizer, which happens to be Scott. On the right is a current member who's been promoted of the board of directors of Pfizer's. And guess what, friends? He paid his dues and now he's been promoted to what? Be on the board of the directors of Pfizer. His name is Scott Gottlieb. Okay. Right below him on the left is the head of the FDA. On the right is the head of Moderna. His name is Stephen Hahn. On the left is the former FDA commissioner in charge of regulating Moderna. He paid his dues. He sold out to people, Luke 22:48. And on the right, he has been promoted in the current chief medical officer of the flagship, pioneering the venture capital firm behind Moderna. Okay? You see how this works, friends? They've all been teed up. Just like that of Roosevelt said back in the 30s, nothing happens in politics that's not first planned. Are you listening, America? If you go below Stephen, you'll see James Smith. On the left is the CEO of Reuters in charge of informing people about the COVID-19 vaccines, right? Well, on the right, he's been promoted on the right because they sold their souls for 30 pieces of silver. On the right is another picture of James C. Smith, current member of the board of directors of Pfizer. And below all of these, friends, is none other than Anthony Fauci, the individual that has been called out for crimes against children, testing on children. RFK came out a couple weeks ago and exposed this through his brand new book, The Real Anthony Fauci. The one that has been busy foretelling what was coming up in 2017, and voila, just like magic, here we are. And what's it all aimed at, friends? It's a genocide. Okay? I didn't say it. Just look what they're doing. Listen to them, because their actions speak a lot louder than words. But look at the bottom there. Anthony Fauci. On the left is the NIAID acronym, director under the National Institute of Health, as they call it. On the right is the funder of bioweapons research on gain-of-function bat coronaviruses at the Wuhan Institute of Virology. Isn't that amazing how that works, friends? They've all paid the price, and now they've all been promoted. Promoted to what? A higher position. Well, I want you to know that there's people out there. Now, I got to be honest with you. There's an attorney in California. Her name is Leah Dundas, and she is a kick in the pants. She's very inspirational, and she's writing what she's saying. And listen, if you do the right thing, I'll be the first one to stand against you. If you do the wrong thing, I'm sorry, with you. If you do the wrong thing, I'll be the first one to stand against you. If you do the right thing, I'll be the first one to stand with you. Well, Leah Dundas just happens to be one that's willing to step out there and take it right back into the enemy's field. That's what you do. You know, the communists, they have this slogan that if you feel mush, if the people just let you push them over, keep going. Keep moving forward. Okay? He said they did, the slogan concerning the communist, Vladimir Lenin, that if you feel their steel, then retreat. See, they still haven't felt enough steel from the people in America yet. But what's happening here, friends, is not everybody's just going to roll over in the face of tyranny. As a matter of fact, you're probably going to see more than not, and you're not going to see them more than not, because the mainstream media wants to belittle you. They want to demonize you. They want to make you look a lot smaller to the effect of others that may want to do the same thing, to give them the feeling that they can do nothing about what's going on. Well, let me encourage you just a little bit here. Let me show you what it looks like when one person stands up, because that's all it takes. And in this particular case, I'm just going to play a little bit of this. This is Leah Dundas. She's an attorney from California, and she is taking it to the CEOs of the airlines. And again, I want you to listen carefully, and I want to show you something right after that. I can't lose that train of thought. Because you heard during the break about all the thousands of people scrambling to get their said other flights to get back home because of all the people that are sick. That's not the issue. You know what? Let me just do this. Because I have you on social media platforms, and it's my thought right now. I want to show you a picture from the airport, because this is what they don't want you to see. Here's the airports in Minneapolis right now. Right now. They just reported on the papers that thousands are scrambling to get on their planes. There's three people, four people, five people, six people in view of this hallway at the MSP airport. So what you were just told was another falsehood by the mainstream media, trying to give you the impression that there's so much chaos taking place at the airports right now because of all the pilots that are sick. No, the problem that they're having, friends, is a lot of the pilots have quit. Okay? That's the truth of the matter. It's not because they're sick. A lot of the stewardesses have quit, friends. It's not that they're sick. They want to give you the impression that they're sick. Again, listen to me. I'm giving you firsthand inside information, hands on, have the hat, have the t-shirt, telling you that you're being lied to every step of the way, and this needs to be stopped. Well, we can see Leah Dundas, she's not putting up with it, and she's doing her best to put a stop to it. Listen to what she says, and listen to who she goes after, friends. Well, we got to go ahead and kick that.
Aviation Agency.
Listen carefully.
Arizona. As we speak, my friends, a letter is being delivered to the Federal Aviation Agency and the CEOs and chief legal officers of all of the major airlines, as well as their insurance companies, putting these aviation entities on notice that they have ignored and acted in contravention of their own federal aviation regulations, namely Part 14, Title 14 of the Code of Federal Regulations, Section 6513, and its guidance, which essentially prohibit the medical clearance of all pilots who have taken non-FDA-approved products. As you may be aware, there are no FDA-approved COVID vaccinations commercially available right now in the United States.
Did you hear that? There is not one FDA-approved vaccination. All that which is being sold to the people is, guess what, friends? They're experimental drugs. Experimental. But what's the impression that they're giving the American people? They're giving the impression to the American people that you have to take it because it's approved by the FDA. Nothing could be further from the truth once again.
That every single pilot flying right now who has been vaccinated for COVID-19 in the United States is flying with non-FDA approved products in their system. These do not issue, do not fly regulations and guidance, as they are known, clearly state, and I quote, do not issue, do not fly. Aviation medical examiners should not issue medical certificates to people who are using these classes of medications or products. Non-FDA, FDA approved less than 12 months ago. The FAA generally requires at least 1 year of post-marketing experience with a new drug before consideration for aeromedical certification purposes. This observation period allows time for uncommon but aeromedically significant adverse effects to manifest themselves. The reason for this prohibition cannot be overstated and, in fact, was just delineated in the federal rules I cited to you. We cannot have aeromedically significant adverse events affecting these pilots while they are in the sky, because that doesn't just pose a risk to the pilot themselves.
Okay, so what she's doing here, friends, is putting them on notice, and she's also letting the people at large know that what's happening is dangerous. If they've taken these drugs, they're jeopardizing everybody on those flights. And again, friends, this is information that most don't know, and it's information that we must have. I want to say this again about Leah Dundas. She is fantastic, friends. From what I've seen of her, she's fantastic. And this woman is out there doing the stuff. She's calling them out for who they are, and she said, no, the Nazis are not going to drive their trains into California and begin to load them up with the people. So again, there's that vernacular. There's that conversation coming in again, friends, comparing to what's going on to that of the Nazis back in the 1930s. You can say what you will. You can say you sound like a broken record, but the fact of the matter is, until you fix the record, it's going to keep skipping until you either reject the message here or you accept the message here. If you reject it, you do to your own destruction. If you receive it, you know what you have to do before God and man is you need to stand up and keep his commandments and dealing with the corrupt so we don't repeat history, friends. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to come right back. I'm going to hit off on a couple things that we were talking about the other day or throughout the week. We are the number one radio show, number one and number two radio show on Genesis Communications throughout the week. On GenesisCommunicationNetworks.com. Check it out if you'd like to. And we're going to cover a couple of those issues that need to be covered once again. We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
It's a fact. The best time to prepare for bad times is during good times. When you know a big storm is coming, you prepare in advance. Same goes for our future. Things seem calm right now, so it's the perfect time to prepare for the next big crisis or disaster. That's why you should stock up on emergency food from MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's largest preparedness company, with millions of happy, well-prepared customers. Our food kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They're an insurance policy you can eat. When you need it, it'll be there. Shop dozens of food storage kits now at MyPatriotSupply.com. Our kits give you an abundance of food, totaling over 2,000 calories a day. Every family member in America needs one of these kits. So go to MyPatriotSupply.com and grab a few. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Do it before the peanut butter hits the fan again. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. President Biden is approving a disaster declaration for Colorado's devastating wildfires. The White House saying Biden signed the measure earlier today for those impacted by wildfires that have destroyed hundreds of homes in the Denver suburbs. Boulder County Sheriff Joe Pelley saying at least 500 homes have gone up in flames and more than 30,000 people have been evacuated.
It's unbelievable. You know, Colorado is one of those places where you can feel the warmth of people's heart.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. A lot of travelers are starting 2022 in an airport waiting for the next available flight. FlightAware data showing over 3,000 flights have been canceled around the globe. That includes 1,500 domestically. Winter storms and COVID-19 are being blamed for the cancellations. This is USA Radio News. Younger teenagers and adolescents may soon be able to get a Pfizer COVID booster. Teens 16 and older are already eligible to get the shot, like adults, 6 months after their second COVID shot. Now the FDA is reportedly ready to grant emergency use authorization for boosters in younger kids ages 12 to 15. That's expected to happen by early next week. Hollywood is paying tribute to TV legend Betty White, the five-time Emmy winner, passing away Friday at the age of 99. Among those offering condolences was Ryan Reynolds, who co-starred with White in The Proposal. Reynolds tweeting, "The world looks different now," and said White was great at defying expectations. Her Hot in Cleveland co-star Valerie Bertinelli writing, "Rest in peace, sweet Betty, and how bright heaven must be right now." People also gathering at her Hollywood Walk of Fame star and laying bouquets of flowers. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
For this, because I want you to see this. Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. If you're on social media platforms, I want you to see this. This is just so blatantly obvious. And these people actually believe that no one's catching on to their little schemings. And I'm talking about Marjorie Taylor Greene, you know, the one that's being set up by the powers that are tolerated, the one that's been installed to raise millions of dollars off the stupidity of the American people. Well, this is all brand new. So this isn't a recap. I'm not recapping anything here. This is all brand new. This is one fellow patriot. It's New Year's Eve. Like most folks, I imagine you're busy watching football, attending celebrations, and spending time with friends, families, and members, and or loved ones. So I won't take much of your time. I'm asking you to step up and chip in a donation to my campaign's end of quarter money bomb immediately. Wow, pretty authoritative, aren't you, dude? Oh, I'm sorry, Marjorie Taylor Greene is a woman. Then here we have another one. This is a brand new one, too. Sent shortly thereafter yesterday. I just got off the phone with my campaign's finance director with just a few hours left until midnight. I'm still behind where I need to be to reach my goal and finish the year strong. Will you step up right now and chip in $5 or more to my campaign? End of quarter money bomb? Whoa. Okay. Then the one that came in before that was the same day. I need your support, and I need it right now. Wow, this is pretty crazy. She makes $174,400 every year, and she's aggrandizing her wealth, accumulating wealth, to the point where she's in a millionaire status. How does she do that? She's doing it right now. What does she do? She takes a picture of her and Donald Trump, And then she begins to fleece those that support Donald Trump. Okay, then she goes on right before that. I'm not making this up, friends. This is how it came in. Can I count on you to chip in a donation to my campaign's end of quarter money bomb immediately? Right? Then she uses fear, and without an immediate influx of funds, I'm afraid I could come up short and be forced to turn in a weak report to the FEC. Okay? All fundraisers. If you look at on social media platforms, it's all about raising money. Then the one that came in before that, this was all yesterday, by the way, friends. All yesterday. This is Marjorie Taylor Greene. They all do it. It's not just Marjorie. Okay? She said, fellow patriot, is big tech censoring my messages? Oh, my goodness. Really? Poor thing. They just pulled our YouTube page where we had millions of views. 7 years in the work, blood, sweat, and tears. They pulled it, and we have someone that should be dealing with big tech companies talking about how she's the victim. This is what they always do. They got to put themselves in the victim position so you feel for them and you support their cause, because Americans love an underdog, right? Okay. That was yesterday, too. Here's the one that came in right before that. It's all about a fundraiser, okay? All about a fundraiser. She's using fear to drive you to give her money. Then she goes on, right before that, this is all yesterday, be a good little Republican and do what we say, fellow patriot, okay? That's the order doled out to new members of Congress by the establishment elites in both political parties, okay? Then look at the bottom here. This is what I want you to see. This was all yesterday. Okay. Oh, by the way, there's another one, right? And then there's another one, and then there's another one. I'm not making this up. Okay? All coming from her. What did she do the whole entire time? She drove fear to fleece her constituents. Again, keep in mind, this is the one that they recently installed as one that is fighting on the behalf of the people and their God-given rights. Nothing could be further from the truth. I'm going to get to that in just a moment, okay? So, fellow patriot, she said, won't you please stand with me by chipping in a donation to help me reach my $75,000 fundraising goal before tonight's midnight deadline? Send $1,000, $750, $500, $250. Folks, what I'm trying to say here, she's already paid to do the job. They have a system within those that call themselves representatives to we the people to continuously fleece their constituents. Nobody did a better job than Donald Trump, by the way. He set records all the way through his presidency, raising millions upon hundreds of millions of dollars off the stupidity of the people. He wasn't there working for the people. He was stealing from the people. Read Amos 5:7 when you get a moment, friends. Read it. Again, don't listen to a thing I say. Just pay attention to what they're doing. What I want to do is recap this portion, and then I'm going to go over to Matt Gaetz really quick. Okay? Did you guys know that Marjorie Taylor Greene, who decried vaccine Nazis, did you know that she was just, this is Business Insider, just for the record. This is coming from the mainstream media. Business Insider reported that she disclosed back in 2020, that she was funding, investing. She was found investing. That's a better way of saying it. She was found investing into Pfizer, Johnson & Johnson, and AstraZeneca. I'm not making this up. Matter of fact, at least 13 senators and 35 U.S. representatives held shares in Johnson & Johnson. This is why nobody's stopping this pandemic, because they're capitalizing off the people, just like I showed you that Marjorie Taylor Greene is doing. Oh, and I've done it with Ted Cruz. I've done it with Jim Jordan. I've done it with Rand Paul. Folks, they're all doing this. How many of them are doing their job? How many of them are actually working for the $174,400 that they earn every year through taxpayer dollars? Well, they're going above and beyond, and they're doing these money bomb fundraisers is what they call them. But keep in mind, it's not just her. Again, it's 13 senators and 35 U.S. representatives that are holding share. They're holding shares in Big Pharma. That's why it has not stopped. That's why it has not stopped. Rep. Marjorie Taylor Greene, a Republican from Georgia, who has decried vaccine Nazis and boasted about not getting vaccinated against COVID-19, reported owning stock in COVID-19 vaccine makes during 2020, including Pfizer, Johnson & Johnson, AstraZeneca, according to a financial disclosure she submitted in August. Okay? That's why it's not stopped. This is why it keeps going on and on and on and on. But here's the good news. They're putting up another guy. I did play this yesterday, but I want to recap this so you can understand how you're being played. They're putting up a guy named Matt Gaetz. Okay, this is Fox News, by the way. And if you listen, yesterday Fox News came up on a social media scroll. Folks, they're talking exactly like what you call the left when it comes to media outlets. They sounded like, if I had my eyes closed and I was just listening to it, I would have thought it was MSNBC or ABC. Nope. They're pushing all the same agenda going forward. Every single one of them all together now because they're all capitalizing off it. Keep in mind, the media gets, what, 42%, 35 to 42% of all the money that goes into advertising dollars comes from big pharma, Pfizer, Moderna, AstraZeneca, the list goes on, Johnson & Johnson. So they're paying for all of this. And guess who's working for them? Just seen a social media scroll with Ted Cruz on it. He's an arrogant, patronizing clown is what he is. He has five offices. I was watching him being questioned by a young man today concerning what was going on in the courts. He's arrogant. He's a narcissist. And it was interesting. I noticed that he had, in fact, speaking of Ted Cruz, he had armed security detail. Whoa. See, you have armed security detail when you don't serve the people. See, because if he was serving the people, he wouldn't need armed security detail. Okay? But he needs it because he's not serving the people, but in fact, the people know that he's working for special interest groups. Okay? Just like the woman that called out Justin Trudeau in Canada last week, and she said, we know who you're working for, your globalist friends, and she said, your actions are precipitating you being hung. Yeah, that's what she said. She's exactly right. Article 3, Section 3 of the U.S. Constitution, not Canada's, but the United States. Folks, look at the consequences. Okay? It calls for the same sort of enforcement when it comes to our laws. Okay? But let me go back to this. So Ted Cruz has a security detail. He has armed security detail around him. And we're led to believe that he serves the people. He's some sort of conservative champion. Give me a break. That's all he does is appease the people just like the rest of them. Because he doesn't do anything when it comes to justice. They just put a show on, and then most of the conservatives are appeased by the little show that he put on in the circus of politics. Okay? But what was interesting to note is when I looked at it, I thought, I wonder if George Washington, I wonder if he had armed security detail. Probably not. And then I thought about Thomas Jefferson, and I thought, I wonder if he had armed security detail. Probably not. Or John Adams, or Robert Livingston, or Roger Sherman. I wonder if they had armed security detail. I highly doubt it. I guarantee you they were armed within themselves, or they had a sword, or a scabbard, whatever you want to call it. But the fact of the matter is, look at what we see. As a matter of fact, if you want to take that to the church, isn't it interesting, by the way, Mark 8:15, read that because it applies to what's going on here in a big way today in America in the present. But it's interesting that you see churches with 50 people in them. I kid you negative. They have armed security detail. Can you imagine Jesus having armed security detail? He had all those legions of angels. Why would he need that? Right? It shows you who he trusted and who he does trust because he's alive forevermore. Amen. John 8:32. Can you imagine the apostles? Can you imagine Paul, the guy that wrote two-thirds of the New Testament, can you imagine them walking around with armed security detail? Is this not shameful? But this is the show that they put on for the American people, and somehow or another, people think this is normal. It's not normal in any sense of the word. It's nothing but a show starting in the church, the responsible party, and in government, which is the fallout of what the church fails to be. But what I'm going to do when I come back here, I'm going to go back to Matt Gaetz. They're putting him up as a hero to the people. He's one of the newly installed. But I want to show you who Matt Gaetz is really quick. Our two friends, we're going to go over to the Supreme Court, and I'm going to show you the fruit of the people that sit on that bench. And they are not justices. They are, in fact, injustices. As a matter of fact, after you see this, you'll never trust them again. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, this is Mike Detmer, congressional candidate for Michigan's 8th District. You know, it seems like truth is in real short supply these days unless you know where to find it. And you can find it with my friend Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty. If you're not looking for truth, by all means, listen to somebody else.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow. And that most everything costs more these days. But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. So, this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Folks, I'm bursting at the seams with information today, but I do want to let you know that we never go after these guys unless we first try to get them on the radio. And if they fail to respond to us, then we just all fair play. We're going to let everybody know. But I want to just say this because we tried to get a hold of Marjorie Taylor Greene, and we gave her plenty of time to respond to us. And I just thought, well, if she's not going to respond, we're going to go ahead and dish out this information to the people so they can know who she is. If I was Marjorie Taylor Greene, if I was Matt Gaetz, if I was Rand Paul, if I was Ted Cruz, if I was any of these other individuals, I just got to be honest with you, friends, and I'm not trying to give myself accolade, but if I was them, I wouldn't get on the radio neither. Because I'm not going to softball the questions. I'm going to ask them real questions, and I'm going to take them to task when it comes to what the Constitution says that they can do and what they can't do. We have a limited government, Americans. That's why they don't jump on here with me. I do a whole show on this. I just list all the people that we've reached out to that have attacked the ministry. And, of course, they don't get out there with us. They want to set the narrative on the Sons of Liberty Radio.com and Bradley Dean and Tim Brown. They don't want you to hear what we have to say about what it is that they are responsible for when it comes to their transgressions of the law that they are to uphold. 1 John 3:4, period. And if that wasn't the truth, then why the Facebook censorship? Why the Twitter censorship? Why the YouTube censorship? Folks, I go 1 to 2 to 3 days on YouTube, and then they strike my channel again for another 90 days. This is another channel we had to set up. And then all of a sudden, you start to see the crowd grow, and then what happens? They pull the channel again. This is all aimed at you. It's all aimed at you, friends, not just me. I'm going to go ahead and take Wes from Indianapolis really quick. If you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Let your voice be heard. Pro or con, it matters not. Wells, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you, my friend?
Thank you, Bradley, very much. And Happy New Year to you and your
you
family.
Too.
Thank you. But the point I wanted to make was, and I don't know if you saw, I typed in the chat, but you don't have time for reading all that stuff. But it seems to me, buddy, that like Marjorie Taylor Greene, if she is investing in the market, you know, the big pharmas, I don't see how that can be legal whatsoever. I mean, they drive that. All these people you're talking about are said representatives that are to look out for our well-being. They're all driving the force behind it, in my mind. Tell me if I'm wrong. But
oh, you're right. And we've known this for a long time. I don't mean to cut you off, Wes. But what about it's a form of insider trading. They get the heads up before it happens, and we've known this for a long time, but yet they stay there because the people somehow or another, again, are giving them permission to do it again and again. And it's also interesting, in parallel to that, as to all these legislative policies that undermine the U.S. Constitution that they want you and me to believe are laws. Isn't it interesting how they apply to us, but they don't apply to them? If that doesn't show the American people that they think they're above the law, nothing will.
Well, and that's what's incredibly obvious to me about the situation is they are breaking the law.
Yes, they are.
Period.
Amen.
And nobody's doing anything about it, including myself, and I should be out there screaming and yelling at people for doing what they're doing. But that's just it. It's just a point I wanted to make. I appreciate you. Love you and our Savior, and thank you so much for what you do.
Thank you. You as well, Wes. And by the way, Happy New Year to all of you. I always appreciate when Wes calls in, just for the record. He seems like a good guy, and he doesn't suck up. He just says things the way that he sees them, and we get on the same page, hopefully, before we enter our phone conversations. And, again, I just appreciate you, Wes, and, again, Happy New Year to everybody. I want to go on to over to Matt Gaetz. And what I'm going to do, by the way, we just put a five-minute piece, a video together. We have an educational channel on Rumble as well, and we have a couple hundred videos up there that apply to the circumstance in which you're dealing. We're hoping that we can give you an overview where it could be applicable to any given situation, from that of impeachment to who sits on the Supreme Court to how these pretended legislators are actually fighting for us when in fact they're fleecing us, to the Declaration of Independence, to the U.S. Constitution, to illegal immigration, to the crimes that they're responsible for, to the TSA, how it's a violation of the Fourth Amendment. Folks, the list goes on, and it's all premised on Scripture. And it's premised on canon law, the ecclesiastical laws that our forefathers established. And if you want to know why they were a free people, it's because they obeyed the God that they said that they served. Period. Amen? If you want to check that out, go on to Rumble and check out the Sons of Liberty Radio.com and subscribe to that page. I don't think people are landing on that page all the time, but it's there. It's an educational channel with a couple hundred videos on there, which is applicable to so many different things. The plandemic, calling them out, and it's all coming from them and then putting the law up against them to show you who's breaking the law as well. So anyways, with that said, let me get over to Matt Gaetz, because I know people are waiting for this. This is the new guy that they're putting up. They're putting him up as a new conservative hero. Now, I want you to keep in mind what the head of the Masons said again. Albert Pike said, when the people need a hero, we will deliver him up. I'm here to tell you that every single one of these people that are put up, that are sold to you by the mainstream media as heroes, I am here to tell you that they are extorted men. And I can prove it. I can prove it over. We know Ted Cruz is a globalist. We know Jim Jordan is caught up into sexual scandal concerning his last job. And it's interesting how nobody's talking about that. We know that Jason Chaffetz has sold out innocent people concerning Extortion 17. And he was used as a cover-up for the crimes that were committed against our Navy SEALs. The list goes on, friends. The list goes on. But let me do this. Let me get over to Matt Gaetz really quick, and I want you to hear what he has to say. And I want you to listen to all the conservatives, these blind sheeple, people, they call themselves conservatives, they're yesterday's liberals is what they are, and they're good for nothing. But look at how all, and listen to all these people that support this extorted human, and I'll show you that he's extorted in just a moment here. I'm not going to play this whole thing. I'm just going to give you a little piece of it. This is Matt Gaetz, the new hero being delivered up by the powers that are tolerated. Oh, here we go.
You know, Joe Biden and Kamala Harris have not lived one day under the oversight of a Republican majority, and I think we should change that.
Folks, listen again. Here's what you call the right doing nothing but magnifying the crimes of those that they fail to deal with. Just so you understand how this game is being played.
See how they hold up.
Oh, yeah, man. Matt, you're the best. You're just absolutely the best, Matt, telling the people what
the
they want to hear.
Republicans retake power.
Republicans.
Every committee in Congress must be an oversight committee. Every committee gets an investigation to run. Every Biden agency gets a colonoscopy. And Hunter Biden finally gets a damn subpoena.
And Hunter Biden finally gets a D subpoena. Why hasn't he gotten the subpoena yet? Anybody want to ask that question? Why is he talking about Biden like he's the law of the land? It's just the same thing with the people doing the left is in power. They think they're a government unto themselves, and then the Republicans are in power. Then they think that they're a law unto themselves. No, they're not. I just read the Constitution this morning. Article 6, Section 2 tells us it's the Supremacy Clause. That is the laws of the land, and everything falls under the Supremacy Clause. Not the President of the United States. He's a servant to the people. But again, this is nothing more coming from Matt Gaetz than that political language that's been created to make what? Lies sound truthful. And what is he doing? He's scripting it all. He's not, none of this is from the heart. It's right from what was written out for him to say to the people. Yeah. Matt's thinking, I got him in my hand.
I am not taking Lindsey Graham's word for it anymore.
Oh, I'm not taking
it. Every night on Sean Hannity saying, we're going to call Hunter Biden in. It's right around the corner. No.
Okay.
You know, so China, as okay. we speak.
Yeah, now he's going to start talking about China to drive fear into the American people. Keep in mind, China is calling for a new world order, just like Russia is. So don't, and keep in mind, we're the responsible one for creating all of this through the United Nations after World War II, because the First World War failed under the League of Nations, and we're responsible for all of this. Don't think that we're at odds with Russia and China, friends. They're all working together. Just ask Hillary Clinton, who is selling them uranium ore, or Harry Reid, who's now in hell where he belongs, who is selling the Chinese uranium ore. Don't sit there and tell me that we're at odds one with another. No, we're not. They're all calling for the same thing, along with the Pope, just so you know. This is what I wanted you to see about Matt Gaetz. Do you know that Matt Gaetz is said to face Justice Department inquiry over sex with underage? He's a pedophile. He's a pedophile. Let me say it again. He's a pedophile. When are people going to see? We've known this since the 70s. Watergate was about a pedophile cover-up. Okay? In the 80s, Bush's and Reagan's administration were busted bringing children through the White House. It's called the Franklin cover-up case. You can watch the video online. It's called Conspiracy of Silence. We've known that those in Washington and at the DOD are extorted men. 5,000 members of the DOD, Department of Justice, were busted downloading child pornography under Obama's administration. They're all extorted men selling themselves out to your sworn enemies to establish a global order. Hour two coming up. We'll be right back after this break.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil.
We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.